You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens.
Please welcome to the stage your drama queens, Hillary Burton Morgan, Sophia Bush, and Bethany Joy Lenz.
Hey, listen.
We're back, baby! Woo!
Yes.
Hey. You knew what you were doing when you signed up for the second show, right? All right, we're all on the same page.
How many people here now were here at 7?
Okay, that's a good number.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right, don't ruin it for everybody
No
else.
Spoilers.
That's right. Well, guys, we're so happy to be here in Boston for our first tour, or kicking off the tour with you guys. I mean, I love the East Coast. I grew up in Jersey, and, you need more champagne.
Yeah, listen, we're at our communal cup right now.
We only
now.
Have one cup, but, you know, that feels fine.
Yeah, our bartender, we got one plastic cup, Joy. Make it count. No
guys,
bubbles.
It's our first show. We haven't worked all the kinks out yet, okay?
No, we're on a journey together, but we feel really lucky. We all have very stressful lives. We know that you do, too.
Hey, that's Danielle. That's our producer.
Guys, when you hear us on the podcast, ask a question, and then suddenly we go, oh, it happened in 2006. It's because Danielle is giving us
back
the answers.
Please give it up for Danielle. Yeah. She's our hero.
Yeah, we love you.
This tour would not have happened without her.
She's so good. No, we all have stressful lives. And so once a week, we take what? An hour?
Two.
2 hours.
Two, because we got to watch it.
Yeah.
And we commune with one another. Yeah. And you guys join us for that journey. So thank you so much.
We're so glad to be here.
It's cool that we're doing it in front of people. It's also kind of nerve-wracking, right? Because I'm just like, normally we're like, hey, cut that part out.
Yeah. Normally we're in our pajamas, too. And, from the waist down.
I sleep in this.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally wear these shoes at home.
Oh,
yeah.
Normal.
Woke up like this, for sure. This is, but it is, it's become, like, even as we're settling in, just being backstage again, we're remembering all the times, but even when we were on tour with the One Tree Hill Tour and you guys would come to visit or introduce the show, like, it just feels, we always fall back into this rhythm with each other. It feels so great. It always feels like, and now we're doing this trip together in an RV. We're driving around in an RV to all these cities to see you guys.
Friends, when we started planning this trip, obviously, there's logistics required to get from city to city. And very quickly, we were like, but if we got an RV, we could be together, just us. Kind of like the hour that we watch the podcast on Zoom, which you don't hear most of because we're talking shit. We get to do
it together.
And I will say, we like, every so often we joke that we should make t-shirts that say, like, blame, fill in the blank. For whatever dumb thing we did that year on our show, we do have to blame Tyler Hilton.
This is Tyler Hilton's fault that we're on a road trip.
For the RV.
Listen. Okay, so Tyler was doing this tour all over, like, North America, and he showed up at my farm in an RV, which my son thought was, like, the coolest shit ever, right? And Gus is like, Mom, he's got a house, and it's his car, and it's, like, awesome. And I'm like, your dad and I work in trailers all the time. You've never been this excited. And so Gus is totally enamored with this thing. And Tyler's like, yeah, anybody can drive an RV. Not true. We test drove the RV yesterday, and it didn't have any luggage in it, right? Which meant it was light in the back and real bouncy on two-lane country roads. And top speed I could get it to was 40 miles per hour. And I was just like, fuck. We got to go all over New England.
We were texting, and I could tell she was really stressed. And I was at work in Atlanta, and I was like, can I help you? No. Is there anything I can do for you? And she was like, from Atlanta? I was like, I don't know why I'm asking the question, but I'm worried.
Wait, but this is the first time I'm hearing about the 40 miles per hour. Is that our limit?
It's not our limit, because guess what? We loaded that thing, and Mommy got it to 70 miles per hour today.
Yeah, baby.
I was cooking. Yeah. I just needed some junk in the trunk.
Exactly.
That's what the deal was. And now I'm an expert. Now I'm so good at this.
Yeah.
And also on, like, the highway when you have to change lanes, people were kind of being dicks. But, yeah. Noted.
It's true. But
yeah.
Here's the deal. If you thank someone before they do the thing, then they are guilted into doing the thing.
Yeah.
So you just, you have to put your fingernails out and be like, oh my God, thank you so much. thank you. So that's our shtick. If you're driving down the highway and you see a too big RV with some fingernails hanging out the side,
it's us.
Just get out of the way.
It's us. We're on vacation with each other.
We love a journey. We've got another journey to tell them about, Joy. Tell them.
Oh, are you okay? So we love our sponsors, and we have an amazing sponsor that we. One of the things about our sponsors, the luxury that we have is being able to pick out sponsors that we really love. So when we share things with you guys, it's real. Like, we really love these things. And so one of the ones that we are super excited about is Cheap Caribbean, and they are actually sending one of you, one of our listeners, on a cruise, on a vacation. So you have the details, and I have the cocktail.
Yes.
Yeah, Joy's going to make us the Cheap Caribbean Strawberry Pineapple Sparkling Margarita while Sophia tells us all the details.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Y'all know we love a cocktail if you've watched our live shows that we've done on the internet.
No.
You know who was? You're no stranger to it. And when our friends at Cheap Caribbean heard that we were taking an RV trip, they were like, oh, that's cute. The tropics are better, but we'll just give away a trip to the tropics for you girls. And we were like, oh, well, great, because we want to do that for listeners. Also, can we come? How many people get to go on the trip? They said only two, but it's fine.
Just don't be surprised if we're in the cabana next week.
Yeah, we might check ourselves in your luggage. Don't worry about it. All you need to know is that the details are on our Instagram, because I'm not going to tell you to pull out your phones right now unless you want to, you know, write down the recipe for this margarita. I've already had one. It's why I'm loose on the details.
No, I think it's like you have to follow us.
Yes.
You follow Cheap Caribbean.
Yes.
And then you have to tag your best friend.
In
a post. So just go to our Instagram, and I'll tell you what to do. Okay, Joy's going to tell us what to do.
Okay, so here we're going to do an ounce and a half of tequila. Because obviously we're ready to party. We're going to do 1/2 ounce of strawberry syrup and 3/4 ounce of pineapple juice and 3/4 ounce of lime juice. I'm really more of a feel it out kind of a...
That's true.
We measured them at 7. At 9, you get what you get.
Yeah. You're welcome, you know 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome, 9 o'clock. Here we go. That feels like 3/4 ounce.
Great. Sure. Did you already put the tequila in there?
I did, ma'am.
Oh. You should put some more, though, right?
Yeah. What's that called, Joy of Floater?
Yeah!
That's nice.
That smells nice. It smells like the Caribbean.
It sure does. I realize we're going into winter, which makes me want to go to the beach more, weirdly. Like, in the summer, I feel like I can go anytime, and now that it's getting cold, I'm desperate for warmth.
Okay, Joy's going to
What is that? Oh.
Shake it, shake it. You're so excited about me.
This is a very dramatic shake.
It is.
Ooh.
Where can they get all the details?
On our Instagram.
CHEAPCARRIBEAN. Okay, here's the question. .com.
So, guys, this is always my problem. I can't.
Hold on, what do you need me to do? Muscles?
Oh.
Ah! Woo! Oh! You got a souvenir. She's not sorry.
I'm a sloppy boy.
All right, here's the deal. Here, you want to hand this one out?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Hold on, where's Christina? Is she back? Christina got drink first show. I want to make sure.
We got to give it to a new person.
We can't double dip, right? We need somebody.
Okay, here's what we're going to need. Because our friends, we're grown-up ladies trying to set a good example, and there was a lot of underage drinking on our show. I need to see an ID.
Who's got their ID?
Okay. You were fast.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, get it.
Okay. Hi, and in a jersey? I feel like you deserve this. What is your name?
What's your ID?
Shamari.
Oh, hi.
Of age. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the proof. I appreciate the outfit. I wish I had one for everyone. We'll see what happens on our 2023 tour.
Wait, are you making... What did you say?
I said we'll see what happens on the 2023 tour.
Ooh, the 2023 tour. Listen, once they get used...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot your pineapple.
Yeah. Ta-da. Hold on. I'm stealing some of this. Okay.
Okay.
You guys, we want to raise a toast to our Drama Queens family. You guys have given us so, so much. We get to be together. We get to be with you. Thank you for being on our first stop
Cheers.
Of the tour. Cheers.
Thank you.
Yay.
Cheers, baby.
Ta-da.
I really love you, too.
Woo.
So much.
Good That's call so on adding good. Extra tequila to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rare. It's
when
rare.
In doubt, Joy.
Wow.
Add more tequila. It does feel weird to be out in a group because normally we watch the episodes and we kind of confer with each other like, all right, what shit are we going to talk? Like, there's a backstage thing. And when we come out here, it's fly by the seat of our pants, you guys. So I need you to be forewarned that Rob Buckley is a nightmare. Like, legitimately?
Yeah.
Wrong. It says that we have 3 minutes, but he talked so fucking much last time that we should probably just bring him, right?
Yeah.
Come on! That feels right. Bring him out here!
Yeah! Give it up! Buckaroo!
That's what we do.
Wow.
What's the sound of 300 people calling you a liar, Burton?
Hey, first question. Why are you so obsessed with me?
You turn a girl down once and she calls you a monster for 20 years.
Stop!
Unbelievable.
We're in love with each other.
Rob, when did you get into town? When did you get into Boston?
Yesterday. Last night.
Have you been here before?
As a kid.
Just as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Just poking around.
What'd you do here as a kid?
Yeah.
I just like visited family friends. Kids visit Boston. There's not an age limit on it.
Suddenly I just picture you walking alone in that same little red sweatshirt with a little suitcase down the sidewalk.
Like
by the
Paddington
skateboard.
Bear?
Yeah.
the train I was hitching a ride on stopped in Boston, so I got off and tried my wares here.
We're glad you joined us. Thank you.
Thank
so much
you for having
out.
Me. Twice, by the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again tomorrow.
I know. I'm yeah. so excited.
Oof. Well, that's it. So we get to race each other tomorrow. We're in the RV. And are you flying or are you training?
Yeah, let's see what wins, modern aviation or your RV.
Watch your flight get delayed. I'm going to laugh so hard.
Man, we're going to talk so much.
Don't put that in the universe, Joy. Don't do that. It's an hour flight. It should be quick.
What? Oh, I'll ask you backstage. I was going to say, what airline are you on? Maybe we'll just, somebody somewhere has like a spell.
Don't.
Spells?
Don't do
that. Did someone say my name?
Listen, I was invited to be in the RV, but I thought, knowing how much Burton farts, there's no way I want to be trapped in a space with her for 5.5 hours.
You're the
pass.
Worst. No, listen. Rob and I did a movie together where we decided the only thing we were going to eat the whole time we were filming the movie was a hot dog. Yep.
Whose idea was this?
Well, who do you think? And we ate hot dogs like every day, but like $100 worth of hot dogs, like gourmet, fancy pants hot dogs. And we're in the middle of this scene where we're sitting on the front porch of the house, and we're both like, we're going to fart right now. But we had to be the leaders on set, and we're children.
Like,
we're definitely not leaders. I'm glad we had that experience together, Rob. We're so much better now than we were then.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've grown up a lot since then. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Rob, when they gave you the job as Clay on One Tree Hill, did you...
You guys have watched?
Did you... I'm trying to remember if you crossed paths with... Was Chad on the show at the same time, or did he...
No.
No, you guys didn't cross paths.
No.
Okay.
Why are you guys yelling?
What? Why are you yelling? Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot.
We haven't watched those seasons yet, you guys. It's a blur.
The late night crowd is surly. Wow.
Okay, wait, did you know that you were going to be series regular, though?
Yes, I knew I was going to be series regular. I knew that Chad and Hillary were leaving.
Okay.
And
what'd they say about us?
Really nice thing? About Chad. Yeah, so I knew it was going to be... thank you, Mom! Flew all the way here from Southern California. I knew it was going to be a regular and like a sports agent, and that was kind of the gist of it.
Fortitude.
Okay.
By the way, thank you for joining us for the interactive podcast experience.
Yeah.
All the listeners at home who are like, who the sh** is shouting in the background?
I kind of like it. It's like One Tree Hill Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, actually. That should be our next merch. One Tree Hill Mad Libs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like dialogue from the show, like famous speeches
like
or something.
Like a Mad Libs book.
But, yeah, that's a fun idea.
Guys, here's a question. If they made One Tree Hill NFTs, would you buy them?
Stop!
Rob, you're such a dork.
I'm just saying, make that money.
They're worth 12 cents.
What is an NFT?
So you... Here's what I'd heard about Rob. Because I left, I was like pregnant, and they're like, there's a new boy on the show. I still had friends and family working on the show. They're like, there's this guy, he's like known for being like hot with his shirt off on some like Lady Cougar show. What was the Lady Cougar show?
The Lady Cougar show, that was how it was advertised. Lipstick Jungle.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Jungle Cougar, same deal. What had you heard about our show before jumping in?
What I heard about your show, it was that it was very popular, and it was like pretty people staring out of windows. And I was like, listen, I got a window in my house. I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll hit the salon on the way to Wilmington. We can get there. We can make this work. I told this show last time, or I destroyed the last show, so bear with me if you were here last show, but like I really went into this blind. I booked the job and was like, this is tremendous. All I knew is that I was going to be a part of something big. So I did, you know, what you do. I bought a season on DVD. I took it home to watch it. I went in hesitant. I'll give you the brief version is that like the night I chose to start watching this was like on the heels of a UFC fight when all of my dude bro buddies were over.
Dude bro.
Very high testosterone setting, and I was like, this seems like a great time to pitch a teenage drama show. Do you guys want to watch it? They were game, and I kind of expected like it to be like, we're gonna snicker at the TV and like judge it, and that wasn't the experience. Yeah. It was like quiet, and it was like, I guess it's not. You can change if you want to change it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it was like we were in. And I remember just being like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This show's got some things right. This is good.
Kissing and crying.
And then I
man.
Immediately felt a ton of pressure because I remember thinking like, this show's a huge hit. Two things left and two things are coming in. So if this season doesn't go well, I am at least 50% to blame for it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You were so great though. You came in so seamlessly and it was so easy to work with you right away. You were smart. You were on top of everything. I felt like, and the sense of improv that you bring to your work, just because you're so quick, felt like it was just fun. It was a relief from all the day to day, like everybody just trying to stick in their box and stay and do the thing. And you know, we had a lot of people come in and out, and I think they were probably, they just wanted to do a good job and leave, like come in and do the good job and then leave. And then they were a little afraid to color outside the lines. And you always, it just felt like you had a freedom in your work that felt, as another actor in scene with you, like a relief. Like, oh, we can play. Oh, this is going to be fun, you know?
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for saying that. I think that's one of the things you have going for you when you are the new kid. Because also, mind you, I jumped in season 7. So it's like, I say like joining a show, I know you know, you don't have to go, yup. I get it, you know the show. Nerds, I'm
you know,
kidding, okay, I love
Joy's
you.
Right. Joy's right, he fit in so well, it's just a shame that with all that improv skill, he's not funny.
I know.
You know, God.
I know.
Like, that's what we missed.
But like, it's typically when you join a show, like I say, it's like transferring high school as your senior year. Where like everyone has friends, yeah. Everyone knows the deal, and you're showing up and you're like, how do I just fly under the radar? How do I get through? And so of course, joining like a big show after 6 years, a lot of worry, but one of the things you have is those freedom. You don't know like how things work, what the sort of MO is. You can kind of just like come in and shoot your shot. And if you want, be brave and just like go big and let them reel you back in. So there kind of is a cool freedom in it because you're like, I don't know what you're expecting of me, so I'm going to give you this version.
Yeah. It was great. I feel like we saw that. And well, you and James got on right away, too. So that was like easy. There was
yes.
An easy camaraderie.
He was so great. Everyone was really lovely. I mean, everyone was quite nice. And, you know, Clay changed a bit. Like, I think what we ended up seeing of him in the pilot, or not the pilot, Clay's first episode, like, we had shot totally different intro stuff with Clay.
Really?
I think the first scene is now me in an office on a headset. I'm, like, bouncing a tennis ball off the wall, and I'm, like, closing a deal. Yeah. The original scene, which is, I love that my very first scene on the show, I was giving a lecture to, like, 150 extras. And I remember just laughing, like, of course, like, all of our bosses are there that day, because they're like, let's see if this new kid knows what he's doing.
Did you shoot that version?
Yes.
And they caught it?
Whoa. 100%.
I was that good that they were like, scrap it. Is it too late to get someone else? And it was. They were like, just write a new scene. But yeah, like, my very first scene was, like, giving a lecture to it, and they were just like, nah, can you put a headset on and bounce a tennis ball off a wall instead? Like,
you
got to take away from what you're doing. Distract the audience.
Just play with some toys.
Just play with some toys.
Yeah.
That sounds like a smarter choice to me, though, because we had a lot of, like, I mean, Haley was a teacher, and there was a lot of, Andy was a teacher. I think they had just seen that setting before. They probably wanted to do something that gave you more energy, and it was, like, interest right away, because we hadn't
give him
seen
a ball.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a much better glimpse into Clay, because it was, like, a guy who's multitasking. He's hustling. It was, I think, a much more appropriate introduction to the character than, like, it was just giving some random, like, talk, you know? Yeah. It was sort of like, there's no connective tissue to who he is here.
Clay wasn't Andy. He wasn't a professor. Like,
no.
let him be a cool guy.
He wasn't a regular guy. He was a cool guy.
He was a cool guy.
Hot agent with a psycho stalker that looked just like his ex-wife.
Hey, who wants to talk about psycho stalkers?
Yes!
Another actor that came on our show as the new kid and totally changed everything up gets a pretty bad rap. I feel like a lot of the fan base thinks he's like a bad guy, but he's a really good guy in real life. Let's bring him out.
IRL, he's the best.
Ladies, who do we got?
There's our guy.
Hello, Matt Barr. Matt Barr. your shirt off to show his back. Make sure that it's not still on there. No, don't.
Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Don't do it.
I almost called you and said, should I just do it? Just put it on?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Just to freak everybody out. Yeah. Matt, this is the first time that we're seeing each other since we shot all that crazy stuff.
It's been probably 15, 16
really?
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
What's up, you guys?
Give it up for Matt.
It's been a minute.
All right, you're literally in the middle of filming right now. You wrapped at, what, 3 o'clock in the morning last night?
That's right. Enough to get to the airport.
And get here.
Get here, baby.
To Boston, because you just couldn't stay away from the One Tree Hill of it all.
Come on. talk a little psycho, Derek.
Yeah. Well, so has this part haunted you the way it's haunted me?
You know, it's funny because I've been able to like travel around the world a bit, like several continents, and everywhere I go, I hear, Psycho Derek!
Really?
No. Really?
I remember my dad once was like, why are they yelling that at you? I was like, he's like, was that what you were called?
So because your part, I mean, you literally, it says, guys, anytime we do a show, they give us a cheat sheet, so you're getting to see behind the scenes here. It says that they ranked all of the villains of One Tree Hill, and you rated higher than Dan Scott. Paul only ranked number 5. You were number 2 out of the top 10 villains of One Tree Hill.
Wow.
Yeah, who's number 1?
I think it was Danny Carey. You're the baddest dude on the show.
It's because I head-butted Brooke across the room, I think, or something like that.
And then I'm fine.
I licked your face, I think,
yeah.
or something.
You know? That happened. So. Wait, what is so are you aware of any of this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can you give Buckley the rundown of what the hell happened?
See, this is for the late-night crowd, Buckley.
Yeah. So wait, you licked her face?
You licked my face.
Because in the wake of you guys doing that, I got my face licked when I came on the show.
Did you?
That's yeah, that's right.
What's up, Drew Hill?
Why are you my copycat?
That says about our writers.
You copy everything I do.
I'm obsessed with you.
I remember like asking, I think I asked Hillary, I was like, hey, this is kind of like a Hannibal Lecter thing, but what if I just like lick your face to the scene? Are you down? She's like, yeah, let's do it.
Of course I was.
It'll look so creepy.
Here's the thing that was really difficult, because so many people have come to us and they've talked about like what that storyline meant to them, because it was about processing trauma. It's like, oh my God, this terrible, scary thing happened to me. How do I get past that? And we take that really seriously. And it was really easy for people to buy into you being a psycho because you are so good at your job. However, like, you were the loveliest person on set. So when they were like, we want to bring him back, if it had been anyone else, we would have been like, no, we're not getting beat up again. It's totally inappropriate. We're not doing it. But with Matt, we're like, okay, that's awesome. Like, we'll do it.
It's just, he was really misunderstood.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Give Buckley the overview of who Derek was, and then I have a challenge for us as a little collective.
And also, I just want to say how hilarious. I hope I'm in an airport with you someday, just so I can hear someone shout across the terminal, hey, Psycho Derek!
That's right.
Because, like, how funny that is for all the people who don't know who you are.
That's right.
I just hear that, and they're like, that was kind of a dick move.
Like, I'm just smiling.
He's probably going through some stuff.
Like drinking my iced coffee, like... Yeah. Have a great flight, you know. I came to town, and you know, Hillary's long lost brother, and
Wait, were you actually her brother?
Okay.
Who remembers my real name? Oh yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Okay. So here's what's screwed up about that. That was the name of my real life boyfriend at the time while we were shooting the show, and that was someone's way of like making a dig, and they're like, we know what we'll name her psycho stalker, Ian. And like, it was the most blatant, just like, it was really
red.
Awkward. But you made a good Ian.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was cool because he kind of slowly endeared himself to this, you know, this community.
This pack of high schoolers.
Yeah, right.
What a creep.
You know, he was incredibly charming and
a good photographer. Yeah,
great photographer.
Uh-huh.
But things started.
How did they pitch you this part, though? Like, did you know how batshit it was gonna go before you signed up for it?
I didn't. No.
Wait,
what did
really?
They tell you?
I thought I was your brother.
You really thought you were her brother?
This is gonna be great. Oh my God,
no. So you were just obsessed with her and had been following her and then like decided to try and kill her? What was your deal with Brooke? Like, why, what happened?
Yeah.
I missed it. I wasn't in the
story. He doesn't remember.
Line.
He's like, I don't know, guys.
I don't know where I was.
You were probably writing an album, babe. Good for you.
I was somewhere.
Yeah.
But I missed
it. No, I didn't know. I remember in the audition, I remember like there was one scene that was, you know, the charming sweet brother. Mm-hmm. And then there was this psycho scene, and I sort of went off book. I was sitting there with Mark, and I just sort of like improvised this whole thing, and I jumped on the couch, and I like threw a chair and licked a wall, you know?
That's how he's gotten all his jobs. He's like, all these cowboy movies, I'll just lick something.
Yeah, maybe they'll believe it, but yeah, I don't know.
Had you worked in Wilmington before?
No, but have you all been there? This is the greatest place. This is like the greatest place on earth. I still want to like move there and raise a family.
That's the thing. It sucks you in. We called it like the black hole of comfort, because you go to Wilmington, and then all of a sudden you're 65 years old and you're like, I've been here forever. That's how Rip Van Winkle'd me.
Yeah.
Well, there's still time.
That's right.
You're doing lots of cowboy things now.
Oh yeah, baby.
So my question for you is, after you did our show, do you get typecast as like bad boys, or do you play good boys, or what's the shtick?
So for like, yeah, it seemed like for years after I was like a psycho stalker, rapist, you know, cannibal or something, you know.
Cannibal's
but
different.
I'm actually a really nice guy.
Okay, wait, this is the moment for the thing that I want to do, because Hillary mentioned, look, people have experiences with our storylines. We obviously have experiences with our storylines. We have a whole podcast about it. But, you know, your storyline is intense. And it's important to honor that. And it's also very important to say, like, this is our friend who's a lovely human
so
being.
So nice.
Like, literally so the nice. Best person. And I think there's it's like we need a, like a saging almost of Derek.
Right.
So can you tell the audience three things about yourself that are just nice so they can get to know Matt Barr?
It's like speed
and we can just clean it out a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
sage the room with us.
Three gentle things about Matt Barr.
Just three lovely things about yourself.
I love listening to Enya with my mom. She loves Enya. She's an artist.
See?
My fiance is in the audience somewhere.
Yay!
Her name is Kylie. Yay! I don't know where she is.
Yay!
But she's the sweetest, most beautiful woman ever. And I don't know, I love The Notebook.
can I make a gentle request to the fans?
Yeah.
Going forward, when you see Matt in an airport or a public arena, how about instead of shouting Psycho Derek, you shout Sweet Matt?
Yes.
Let's flip the script. Let's change the narrative.
Can everybody give us a try on that? On three, one, two, three.
Sweet Matt.
Come on.
Aww. Thank
I love
you.
That.
God. That helps, doesn't it?
I can finally go out in public again. My mom will be so happy.
Yeah. Wait. What was your family's reaction, Matt? I didn't even think about that.
You know what? I remember like the first thing, like when I kind of went crazy on you. I remember my mom being like, "What did we do wrong?" You know? Like, it's all right.
They internalized it. They're like,
"Yeah, like
we
did. We did something real wrong here." Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think they. I don't know. That was fun. It was a fun. We had a good time, didn't we?
Well, that's the thing. I felt so safe with you, so that even though the subject matter was like horrific and really scary, you were so safe. And you were so just like, are you okay? Can I take care of you? And I was like, okay, you can stay. Like, don't hurt me, but like, you can stay. And there was that hope that, I mean, when we went and we visited you in prison and then got the whole sob story about, you know, Ian's life and that he's only attacking women because his heart was broken, you know, or something stupid like that. There was kind of this thing where we thought for a second they were going to try to, like, rehab your character and keep you around.
Right. Wow. I remember sort of, like, wondering how that would play out. I mean, like,
awful.
Like how,
awful.
Like, how would we,
like
how would
awful.
We earn this one, you know?
No, but listen, it's been 20 years, so, like, he's probably up for parole at this point. So you just stay put, Matt Barr.
It's like he's been
you
doing,
just
he's been
stay
doing
on
it.
Your horse over where you are in the Wild West.
I like the idea of Matt's mom at work being like, my son is on One Tree Hill.
Oh.
And her coworkers being like, go on, what role? And she's like, he's the captain of the basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so sad. Did you hang out with anybody, or were you just like doing push-ups and being scary in your hotel room while you were in Wilmington?
I feel like Lee Norris and I were just like driving, running around town.
Yeah.
Lee Norris!
Yay, Lee. We love Lee.
He's always up to make a friend and have a good time.
Well, kind of like Rob was saying, you come in as like the new guy. You guys were this family, and I remember Lee just kind of swooped me up and was like, hey, we're going to Sophia's, or we're going to Hillary's, or, you know. Mm. He was a sweetheart guy, and kind of, you guys were sweet to embrace me.
As
the new crazy guy in town.
We were just talking about the house parties, like the Halloween parties and stuff, because we're trying to talk Matt's fiance into having an ice luge at the wedding. We definitely had them at my parties, and 10 out of 10, guys.
And fire dancers.
We should have a drama queen's ice luge. Danielle, why don't we have an ice luge?
Here we go.
Rob, I feel like you missed, because Hillary left before you came on the show, so you missed all these like epic parties. Were there any, when you got here, like, was anybody else doing
that? No, you guys were all
stuff?
Tired. By the time I got there, everyone was just exhausted. They were like, no, we can go see a movie, kid. Yeah. Yeah. Hillary left. She was a lot. We're beat.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, who wants more? Who wants more? All right. We got another heartthrob in the wings. Does anyone want to hear a beautiful song? Wisely for the first stop.
We really did.
Congratulations,
Boston,
fellas.
You're welcome.
We did a push-up contest backstage. I won.
Yeah.
I won.
No, this is so cool. Yeah, how much fun is this? I'm dying laughing backstage at all this stuff. You guys are killing me. I was almost bummed I had to come on stage because I was having so much fun just watching, but I'll join the party. All right, when you guys are at the first show, I'm going to do a different song here, but this is another one of my favorite ones from the show. See if you guys remember this vibe. In honor of the road trip you guys are doing this weekend, I guess.
in class I asked about. It's all I've thought about, 'cause you were saying we might get a chance to talk and talk. My turn to dance, maybe dance. My turn to date, date's aging. I hope you let your intuition precede my reputation, 'cause I have one. Say, but if I turn out to be, could you love me anyway? Standing anonymous, hoping your heart will just wake up and ask for me by name. Maybe someday you'll ask for me by name. No, not today. It's hard to say with your notes and your looks and your reaching away, and I've confidence issues with your intentions. Sugar, I'm not hip to all your tricks, but your algebra and your politics, and the band has planned a hotel intervention. So don't you leave me on my lonesome to exceed my reputation, 'cause I have one. Say, but if I turn out to be, could you love me anyway? Standing anonymous, hoping your heart will just wake up and ask for me by name. Maybe someday you'll ask for me by name, yeah. No, not today. Again, I'm needed, 'cause I am what you see. I am not what they say, but if I turn out to be, could you love me anyway? I am what you see. I am not what they say, but if I turn out to be, could you love me anyway? Standing anonymous, hoping you heart will just wake up and ask for me by name. Maybe someday you'll ask for me by name. Maybe someday you'll ask for me.
Thank you, guys. Man, I haven't sang that in a long time. That was cool.
You're so good!
I always wondered, for Chris Keller being such a jerk, how he writes such deep songs.
You wrote that?
It's a mask, yeah.
Holy
yeah.
cow, buddy. Well done.
I think I wrote that actually on set. Or
about who? Which one of us?
Me. All of you guys. It's about Psycho Derek. Pass it on.
Sweet Matt.
Sweet Matt.
There's the sequel.
Can I do one more? Do we have time to do one more?
Yeah! Hey, we do whatever we want, Tyler. Go nuts.
All I'm going to do, this is another one of my favorite ones from the show. We'll see if I get anyone to join me on this one here. We'll see.
Dancing in my
dancing through the underground, dancing little marionette. Are you happy now? Yeah. Where do you go when you're lonely? Where do you go when you're blue? Where do you go when you're lonely? I follow you. Stars go blue. When the stars go blue, we're laughing with your pretty mouth.
Laughing with your pretty mouth.
Laughing with your broken.
Laughing with your broken eye.
Laughing with your lover's song.
Bethany Joy Lenz, everybody. Oh, man.
Tyler Hilton!
Tyler!
Tyler!
Put her on the spot.
Tyler, come sit with us. Darling, join us.
Come here.
Man.
You got it.
I mean, that boy's earned a seat. Let him sit down. Take his shoes off. Get comfortable. Hey.
All right, cool.
Hey, hi.
You haven't played out in like a while, right?
No, in like 2 years, I feel like.
Wow. Baby, you came out for us.
In fact, to do this trip, I had to open my Sky Miles like file, and it says you haven't opened this since February 2020, which I actually think was at One Tree Hill Convention was the last show
it
I played.
The last thing we
yes.
went to.
Yes.
Oh, that honestly was like our last dose
since
of civilization.
Since this is my four-way back into the world is with you guys. In this warm womb of love, I feel like.
So warm. Matt, you have to sing a song now.
Yep.
It's going to be a Kuna Matata.
Please. Okay, so did you guys overlap on the show at all? Because you both played like bad boys.
Did we?
I don't think, I mean, we didn't have any scenes, right? But we.
No. What
that, season? But I would have paid money.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
For the Chris Keller.
I was like, move out of the way. I got this.
Derek.
And then I get punched.
If you had just shown up in the basement.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Just peeking and be like, oh, wrong room, sorry. And then just.
Because you were involved in the whole storyline with Nathan being kidnapped, right?
I saved
right?
the day.
You saved the day.
Wait, what?
I got to be like the hero.
You saved the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up.
In the most like bitch manner ever, but like I did.
It was
I,
you and Dan.
I
you
like,
guys,
ran, like... ran, hit this guy with my car and then ran away screaming. That was me like saving. And I was like, whatever, I'll take it. They're like, you also get to hold a gun in this episode. I was like, cool, doing something cool. They're like, no, being really dumb and Chris Keller. And I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. That's all right.
That works too.
Yeah, yeah.
His commitment is really, it's prime. Like we watch episodes and he just does things so full out. Like
when you guys did the riverboat episode and James loves you. Like, you leaned into that fall so hard, we were sobbing laughing.
Wait, can you talk about that episode a little bit? Because yes, I wish we had had you on the show when we did that episode, because you guys had, you have some stories, I think, from that.
For the boys, you guys remember the Cape Fear River?
Yeah.
Remember,
oh, yeah.
You remember the Henrietta? The big, like, old-timey riverboat?
Yeah, yeah.
They made James and Tyler jump in that
Oh, really?
Off of,
the Henrietta. Oh, yeah. As like a riverboat casino.
Actually, did I tell you the story about my stunt double? Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay.
No,
this is so embarrassing. So they were on this riverboat, and they're like, and I don't know a ton about the business or acting. I'm kind of like more of a musician, and they kind of taught me everything I knew about being on set, honestly. So I'm on this riverboat, and this guy walks up, and he's got like a cool vibe, and he's got cool hair. And I was like, I never say this to a guy. And I was like, cool hair, man. And he's like, thanks. And then he walked away, and somebody was like, that's your stunt double, and he's wearing a wig to match your hair. And I went up to this guy and said, all like cool and nonchalant, like, nice hair, bro. He's like, you too, it's your f***ing hair. I'm like, how Chris Keller is that? I was like, I'm so embarrassed. I thought I was jumping off the riverboat, and I wasn't. There was a stunt double on set to jump off with cool hair.
I love that you walked up to a guy you had never met, and you're basically like, hey, man, I'm pretty awesome. And he was like, yeah, cool guy, I guess
so. He probably hated the hair. They put it on, he's like, who walks around like this? And they're like, the guy that just told you you have nice hair, that's him. That's you.
I remember my double had a full-blown mullet, and I remember, like, I was like, if that's what it looks like, I think we should cut my hair. Is that what it looks like?
No, you look cool. How many times have you had to prove that you don't have the back tattoo?
Yeah, that's good, huh? Here we go.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
You're welcome.
Oh,
everyone
man,
on the podcast right now.
I just ruined it.
I know. Like, no. Listen, he's really charming. I think this is a good time to open it up to fan questions. Am I wrong?
No,
fan questions?
Excellent time.
I feel like Matt might have some after all of these years. Do we have Danielle in the audience?
Yeah, we got our first one right here.
Fabulous.
Okay. We can't see you, but...
I'm over here.
Hi.
First, I want to shout out my sister. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday!
So my question is, aside from your own characters, is there any character from the show that you feel you relate to the most, and why?
Oh. Well, then or now? Because I'm a mom now. I mean, I like Deb. I like the mom that's just like, I don't know, fuck you guys.
Totally.
I'm going to do what I want.
Totally, Deb.
It's because we have older kids, and we're just like, guys, I can't deal with any more of these, like, meetings, the PTA meetings, and like the things where people want to sell you lip gloss or Tupperware or like all those things on Facebook. We've reached our threshold.
Wait, that happens?
Yeah, we're full Deb now. Full Deb.
These two are nodding, and the rest of us are like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun, surly stage. What about you guys?
I mean, I don't know.
I gotta be honest. I think mine would be Brooke Davis. I'm just gonna say, like, if I couldn't be Chris, I feel like that's kind of female energy Chris a little bit sometimes, especially early Brooke Davis. There was a sass and a promiscuity, I think, that they shared.
Wait, so how come she leveled up and you never did?
Wait, didn't we hook up in the show? We did.
Oh, that's
right. He remembers.
Right.
He's just being a dick.
Was it real or was it a dream? But I mean, like, you know, like, sometimes there's
no, I think it was real.
Did
a dream.
Did I dream this?
It was real because just Lucas walks in.
That's right.
And then Brooke
cries
because she realizes she's a groupie.
That's right.
I'm a groupie. I mean, but also, I didn't like that episode very much because I was like, don't shame her. She's single. She can do whatever
she wants.
Get that girl.
What she wants.
She's a consenting adult and he has the voice of an angel. Hello.
I mean, not adult.
Well, I was at least an adult when I was just, I forget.
That's right.
I know, we always forget
that
we weren't the same age.
No, I think Chris Keller was like 35 or something, technically.
That's dark.
And I was like, so young.
Yeah, but you were younger than all of us, babe. So it made it extra.
So this is funny. So I'm younger than them, but on the show, Chris Keller is supposed to be older. So then they aged everybody up. So it's like, okay, Chris Keller's older. And then the very last scene of the movie or the show, they aged up like 10 more. So I'm like, Chris Keller's like 70 in this scene. Like, I remember telling the producers, I was like, what kind of math are we talking about? They're like, you're older. You're just older, you know?
Just like, ambiguously older.
Yeah, like throw some baby powder in the hair. Like,
do you remember the bit about Chris Keller's and the lamb, how you had the like the wig and the beard like Colonel Sanders?
Oh my God.
You looked like a 70-year-old man.
Oh, that's right. Yes. What?
That was great. That was great. You didn't see this? You didn't see me in a beard? Oh,
great.
Big beard. It was awesome. We played all day with it. You weren't there? Oh, my God. We had the best time all day. I mean, it was a beard like this.
Santa? I mean, you're on your way. You're on your way.
It was like Santa's pervert brother.
Yes.
Give it time.
I smell a spinoff.
I think what's happening is you're trying to pitch coming back as Chris Keller's brother now.
That's
is that
right.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, bro.
I like that.
Hey. Great hair.
We never established your family. Like, you just, like, appeared out of mist, right?
Yes. I appear out of the mist.
Well, that's so typical. I mean, you never had a family,
you
right? Didn't,
well, you just had, like, a...
No. I was like a...
Appeared out as of from nowhere.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a kid. Hey, guess what? That kid...
Yeah, he's got a kid.
Listen, that kid worked with us on Extant.
Well, that's right.
Because... It went from you being older than us on One Tree Hill to me being your boss on Extant. So I continually get older and you stay the same age, which is some bullshit.
That's right.
But then this kid is telling me all about One Tree Hill. Like, I don't know.
Oh, that's right, because you weren't on this. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, you watched the show? And I'm like, baby.
Cool. You're like, how far back have you watched, little boy? What do you know about it?
He was so cute. That was he was a really, really good boy.
He was a sweet, sweet boy. All
right, let's do another question. Danielle.
Give it.
What do you guys miss the most about filming?
About filming?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's just hanging out, really. That's the fun stuff, you know, getting in the trailer in the morning and chit-chatting. And we got to do an episode of Sophia's show, Good Sam, and it was so... Yeah. It just reminded us of how much we love just being together behind the scenes, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah. And also, I liked when we had really impossible dialogue and we would all just look at each other like, here we fucking go.
Yeah.
Like, when you know you're doing something dorky with your friends and you're all just like, we doing it?
Yeah, full commitment.
We're doing it?
Yeah. 100%.
You're like, see you on the soup. What are you going to do this line? See you on the
we're
soup.
We're going to get made fun of for this, and we're going down together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling. What do you guys miss about filming our show?
Yeah, it's the being on set and the playing. And I feel you on those scenes where, like, sometimes you get a scene, and you're like, all I have to do is not get in the way of this scene, and it's going to be great. Sometimes you have, like, a middle-of-the-road scene where you're like, we can probably find something here. Maybe this could be good. And then sometimes you get a scene where you're like, how do I just minimize how much of an asshole I'm gonna look like.
Yeah.
And those are fun though, because you are watching each other like, how are you gonna play that guy?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Do it. And you always know when you're like, it's not going so well, when and the other actors are like, is there anything you need from me?
Do you want another? She might want another. Do you want another?
Did you
want
to do that one more time? I mean, we would really get tasked with that stuff sometimes. And I will never forget, and I shan't say who, because it's in the cone of silence for us. But Joy, I just was like, I will love her in a way that is so deep that no one will ever understand.
What happened?
When we were shooting a scene one day, and there was one of these days where the script was just, we were like, how are we, is this a game to the writers today? Like, is this week, is this, are you testing us? And we were mid-scene, and Joy looked at one of the people in the scene and just went, stop, this is horrible.
Stop.
No.
You have to start over. My God, start over. And we all just went, oh. And, but we were like, it was really.
Thank God she said
it. She was right. We gotta figure this out.
It was only because we were close enough for me to do that. I would never.
I know.
You know,
but
it's
I
only
loved
because it was
it.
Just, I was like, there's. I love you too much to let you keep going. You have to stop.
We have to make this work. How can we do it together and change it just a little?
And we did. Because you'll never know what scene that was. And that pleases me.
Ta-da!
Congratulations, everyone. You're great at your job.
Nailed it. Matt, was there a highlight in Psycho Derek for you? Was there like a, this is the best day of work ever moment?
I think I went like going out the window. You remember that?
Oh my God, that was nuts.
The big stunt thing, and I actually fell on this like, you know, 30
You actually
feet
did it?
On this cable, yeah, I did it. And I remember going through this glass, they're like, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. Like,
true.
Freaking hurt.
You got caught.
Yeah. My back was like shredded. I was like,
oh my God.
Wait, they let you do your own stunts? Yeah. They got me a stunt double.
Are you trained in parkour? What's your deal?
I was going full Tom Cruise, you know?
Yeah. That was a fun like, day, do but... not let Tyler jump off this boat. But you, yeah, let right.
What's our next question? What do we got?
We got one more. This is the last one.
Okay. No pressure.
Hi, so I know on the last podcast episode you were talking about the theme song. Is there a song that you guys really enjoyed from the show that takes you back to those days today still?
We always feel like we're being punked in the grocery store when I Don't Wanna Be comes on. Like
all the time.
What, do you have that reaction ever, like when that comes on?
Yeah, I hear it and I like twitch a little. Like,
Well, especially when you're in public because you look around and you go, is someone looking at me? Like, is this on purpose? Is this a joke?
Like Pavlov's dog, like they play it every time we're about to do an event or press thing. Or so as soon as you hear it in the grocery store, you're like, what, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Who wants an autograph? Hey. And you're like in the banana aisle. And there's like,
they're like, sir, this is a dentist office. Yeah.
With a 12-year-old boy, we've been listening to lots of, like, Lithium or, like, all, like, the pop 2K kind of radio stations on Sirius. And Gus's thing is, he's like, you know Fall Out Boy? And he has no idea the storyline.
Wow.
And I'm just like, I'm in a little bit.
Wait, refresh me. What was the...
Peyton hooked up with Pete from Fall Out Boy.
What?
Yeah.
Like off screen or on screen?
No. Like well, it was, I'll tell you later. It was a character.
Just kidding. Yeah, that's the kind of street cred that makes you cool when you've got a preteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. Those bops still work, man.
I was introduced to Patty Griffin for the first time on our show.
Really?
They did the rowing song. Which I had never heard before, and I just remember watching an episode and being like, what is this song? Who is this singer? Mm-hmm. And then I just went down the rabbit hole and became like a fan for life.
Dude, how about we had Janelle Bonet?
You had her on the show?
No. Yeah, remember she played it Trick, right?
Oh,
I'm not
that's
making up. When she
right.
had the Noisettes, was that the name of the group?
Oh my gosh,
oh my
good
God.
Call. I totally
yeah.
forgot
I remember
about that.
Meeting her and being like, wow, she's stunning. And then like seeing her perform, thinking like she's great.
So
and then
she, talented.
Seeing her in a movie like a decade later, being like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
It was before your time, but the same thing with Kid Cudi.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, they're very happy right there.
Yeah. Like, came on the show to sing mm-hmm. Kick Push and then, like, I don't know, won 400 Grammys. I was like, well, it was nice to meet you. He was great. Yes.
Yeah, we're cool, Tyler.
Wow. It was a vibe.
We're cool.
Okay. Cooler than you thought, huh?
Yeah. I guess so. I guess she got real cool when I left. Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, you guys, we have to wrap up this episode of the podcast.
No!
They have this countdown clock, and it ran out minutes ago, but we're just having a really good time.
Yeah, we're just going to sit here.
Now it's gently blinking at us.
Yeah. It means we have to go, but...
Can we come back to Boston next year or something? Can you do this again?
I think that's
it's the only way this is not going to feel like a bummer. It'll feel like...
We'd love to see you guys again.
Yes.
If you see Matt Barr on the streets of this city, I want y'all
to be
so nice to him.
What are we
going to
say when we see Matt Barr?
Meet Matt.
There we go.
Nailed it.
There we go.
Way to go, Boston.
Thank you so much. We're going to
love you guys.
Hit the town tonight with our theme song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's have it.
Thank you, Boston.
We love you.
We wouldn't have this without you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl. Drama Girl. Cheering for the right team.
Drama Queen. Drama Queen.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens, Drama Queens. Drama, Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.